I'm live now. All right, y'all. We almost there to get the camera. I apologize if y'all can't really see me clearly. I'm using my webcam right now, but we're gonna do a live, y'all. We're gonna talk about the crazy nonsense of mass media control, man. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm gonna show y'all this clip real quick. Salute to everybody that joined the Patreon, man. I greatly appreciate y'all. But I'm going to show y'all this clip, man. We're going to talk about... this is the scientists reveal how a solar eclipse points to the existence of God. This is crazy, though. Because y'all know, like I told y'all, these scientists, they don't really... I ain't going to say they don't really. They don't believe in God. You know what I'm saying? They go off with a whole Big Bang theory. But now... they apparently have some existence of God. You know what I'm saying? Told y'all, man. I told y'all. It's no joke, man.
For one astronomer, this historic event is not just about science. It is also a religious experience. Chief religion correspondent Lauren Green is here with us in New York. Lauren, great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. You know what? I joined the hundreds, thousands of New Yorkers who descended out of the offices to watch the eclipse. Yeah. Little sliver between the buildings.
Were you able to see?
Yes. With the glasses, I saw.
Right.
It was absolutely awesome. Absolutely incredible. And you know, the thing about it is that now that science can predict eclipses, they garner less fear and more fascination. But for one scientist, this rare event confirms his faith in God. But it might surprise you why. As the moon blocks out the sun and brings total darkness to a large swath of North America today, millions are marveling at the rare sight. But for physicist and astronomer Dr. Hugh Ross, it's a reminder that a solar eclipse that more than 100 years ago confirmed Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity, which proved the universe was finite and that it had a beginning.
No shit.
The equations of general relativity reliably describe movements of bodies in the universe. Space and time are created, which establishes that the cause of the universe must be an entity or a being beyond space and time.
Now, Ross says only in the Bible, among all holy books, is God described in that way.
It all points back to the Bible. It all points back to the Bible. Isn't that ironic? That even now scientists are proving that the Bible is real. When half the time, you know, and some people don't believe in this, man. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, I can't force people to believe nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I found it to be very ironic that a lot of these people in power they're either using the Bible or there's some validity to this, to the Bible, man. It's gotta be. There's no way that now all of a sudden these scientists are saying that this solar eclipse points back to the Bible originally.
Now, Ross says we live in a unique time in history of the universe when we just happen to be able to view these eclipses because the moon's distance from the Earth is the exact size it needs to be in order to completely block out the sun.
If we were here at a different time, we wouldn't be able to understand the physics of our sun, the physics of other stars, to the degree that we can.
So
God wanted us, in my opinion, to be able to read the whole book of nature.
Now, Ross says the eclipses give us a glimpse into God's character. That we can predict these celestial motions is not by chance, but because the Creator has ordered the world in that way and allowing us to connect with our designer. This is a very fascinating thing because it actually says the moon is actually pulling away from the Earth. So we are in the exact time in history, among millions of years, that we can actually view these eclipses where the moon totally blocks out the sun.
Because, of course, it's constantly evolving and changing.
Exactly.
And the spaces
exactly.
between.
And Einstein's theory confirmed that there is a beginning, that there is the Big Bang. So the universe is expanding like this. That's how we know that.
And it was interesting what he said at the beginning about how Einstein's theory of relativity, in his opinion, proved that the universe had a moment of beginning that could only have been created by an entity that set that into motion.
Well, understand that before the general relativity theory, scientists believe that the...
Ironically, they're able to say God on the news now. I remember a few years ago, you couldn't even talk about God on the news. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken. They capping, LOL. They never even left Earth. But this is scientifically proven, though, bro. Like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. I don't see how people don't get it. Like, okay, the moon goes over the sun at the same time. How can man can't do that? So I don't get it. Like, I don't get how you non-believers don't see this.
The universe was static, eternal, that there was no beginning to it. It was Einstein's theory that actually confirmed it had a beginning. And Einstein actually inserted a factor to create the static universe and realized he had to take it out because it wasn't accurate. And that's what gave us the Big Bang.
Fascinating. It's so interesting. And of course, there's also discussion today about the hours during which Christ was crucified and whether or not the darkness that is described that came over that area for 3 hours is scientifically possible.
Well, that's what Dr. Ross says. He says from an astronomer's point of view, the crucifixion was something totally different. You know, a solar eclipse lasts for about 1 minute to 7.5 minutes, right? What the Bible describes during the crucifixion was total darkness for 3 hours. From an astronomer's point of view, that is not an eclipse. That is something else totally. And so you have to go back and say, okay, is there a natural cause of that? Or is this another kind of miraculous kind of event that God created during the crucifixion?
It's really fascinating. And, you know, just very quickly in the last minute that we have, Lauren, we've heard everybody today that we've spoken to say that it sort of makes them think about their place in the world and how small we are in the universe and how short our time is on this planet.
Anybody who thinks that they're in control of their own life, if you see that solar eclipse, you have no implications that you are in control of your life, that there is somebody out there who can create that at this time in history for us to view.
Thank you so much, Lauren. Lauren always has a great perspective on these things and a depth of understanding of a lot of it that you bring to the table. So it's great to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Hey, Sean Hannity here.
I mean, there you have it. There you have it. All right, so we're going to talk about the media. We're going to talk about the media controlling people through by way of mind control, using mind control to control people, man. Stop messaging me while I'm on live. Whoever you are, man. Don't you see I'm on live? Why are you messaging me, man? Like, what's up with y'all? Salute Elisa Miller. What's popping? Lee Entertainment. What's going on? Cito. What's going on? D. Allen Warren. The crucifixion is, Hassan Ball said, the crucifixion is symbolism of the bondage American blacks. Tracy said, how was the moon moving backwards though? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but I just find it kind of crazy that now all of a sudden that they finding there's existence of God when all in reality, a lot of these scientists believe in the Big Bang theory, but they can't prove that. So it all goes back to the Bible, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Don't ask me, because I'm not really scientific when it comes to stuff like that. But I do believe in God. You get what I'm saying? And the fact that solar eclipse happened, man can't do that. You get what I'm saying? So if we going off the whole aspect of, yeah, this is all energy. It's a monopoly board, and everybody's on the same. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. But yo, we going to talk about this, man. Manipulation through media. Now, like, let's be honest here. We already know the news, sports, music videos, Hollywood, all of that stuff plays a major part in what we see and how we act. But I'm going to show y'all this video, which may not get views. It may not get a lot of views because of the topic. But I'm going to show y'all this video. All right. And I ask y'all to share this, like it, comment, whatever, if you happen to see it. You know what I'm saying? We going to talk about it, though, but I'm going to play it for y'all real quick, man. Salute to everybody in the chat that hit the like button. I appreciate y'all. They said, turn your volume up, fam. I can barely hear you, Jay. Word? Hold up. Let's make sure we good. Yo. Y'all hear me now? Hold on. Let me get this shit together. Hold on. I don't know. Maybe y'all can hear me now, man. Y'all hear me now clear? Let me know if y'all can hear me clearly, man, before I start this situation. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody in the chat, man. What's up, Melanie Howe? What's popping? Says salute from Maine. What's popping? Salute to everybody up up there in the mountains, man. Vermont and Maine. They said, okay, I can hear you, fam. All right, all right. So let's play this clip here. I might stop it every now and then, but we're going to talk about mass manipulation through media. You know what I'm saying? And it's about 12, 13 minutes long, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about this because it's very important. And I ask y'all all to make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to do a live today because it ain't really much to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So, mic check 1, 2. Yeah, hear you loud and clear. All right, let's go.
The advertising world of picture television brings us the news of the world through two central news agencies called Reuters and the Associated Press. The Rothschilds bought Reuters in the 1800s, which later bought the Associated Press and made the Rothschild family owners of the world's largest central news services. To the present day, the world depends on these Rothschild-owned central news services as their main source of news and information. In his book called Who Owns the TV Networks, author Eustace Mullins claims that the major TV networks, radio stations, newspapers, and publishing empires are controlled by the Rothschild, Rockefeller, and J.P. Morgan money cartels through their corporate conglomerates. The bankster-owned media conglomerates include weapons manufacturers General Electric and Westinghouse, which profit from promoting wars. Control over the internet, publishing, recording, and top cable companies can be traced back to the same big five.
Look at this. This was back in the 90s. They was talking about internet gambling. What do we see now? FanDuel. All of these damn, what do you call it? Betting, sports betting apps and all of this crap. They've been talking about internet gambling back in the 90s. This is old, y'all. This gotta have came out like 1993. Salute to Melanie Howe. Thank you for joining the membership. Salute. Shalawan family. Kyoko, what's poppin'? VTJ Visuals. I hope y'all can hear it clearly, man.
Media empires. General Electric, Time Warner, Viacom, Disney, and News Corp. These media monopolies are owned directly or indirectly by the Rothschild, J.P. Morgan, Rockefeller, and Oppenheimer Brotherhood.
Wow.
Yes, there are now more stations and more media voices, but they're all coming from the same ventriloquist. Every TV show needs corporate sponsors, and corporate sponsors sponsor pro-business, pro-government programming, and journalists who support the agenda of the Big Five media owners. While two-thirds of the world goes hungry, these banksters offer gazillion-dollar sponsorships to sports athletes to play with their balls.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Because they keep the masses distracted from the important...
Clowns. All these athletes is clowns, man. Yeah, Oppenheimer. Do your research on Oppenheimer. Yeah, do your research on that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say too much because it'll derail the whole topic of what I'm talking about, but do your research on that.
Issues.
And welcome back to the show. I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
Yo.
I scream, you know the rest. Yo. I scream, you know the rest.
Oh man.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest. I scream, you scream, we all, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, we all know the rest. I scream, you scream, you know the rest.
I scream, you scream, well, you know the rest.
I scream, you know the rest.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Look at this.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Scripted.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby. Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
Mike Myers says, yeah, baby.
We living in a false reality, son. There's no way that all of this is going hand in hand. Like, how, who are they getting this message from? That's what we got to realize. Who are they getting this message from? The people at the top? The 13 families? Who's actually giving these people this message to relay to us? To make people want to go out and buy ice cream at this time of the year. Yeah, the ice cream truck is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's mass manipulation. And a lot of this stuff is what you would call subliminal messaging. You don't even realize it. Before you even catch it in your psyche, that's why I used to expose these music videos. Before you even catch it and see it, you're already programmed.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
First, the severe flooding here in the Northeast as more rain continues to fall today. NBC's Michelle Kaczynski, I guess she's in the canoe, is in Wayne, New Jersey this morning.
Hey,
Michelle, good morning to you.
Good morning. Well, obviously we're getting a nice break from the rain, but not the flooding. This is essentially now a part of the Passaic River in this neighborhood.
Yellow journalism.
It rushed in yesterday.
That's what they call this, yellow journalism. Yellow journalism that is based on centralizationism and crude exaggeration. So it's all exaggerated. It's not really like when people talk about crisis actors, this is a prime example. Like, you got this guy here with the overalls walking through the water. They hired that guy. You get what I'm saying? He's a paid actor. If you look up all of the politicians, they all have an IMBD account. They've all signed up to be actors. Not just because they're on TV, but everything is scripted. They're reading a script. The news is scripted. All of these people. Every politician you can think of, from down to Barack Obama, down to his kids, are all signed up as actors. They all have an IMBD. All of them. Yeah, salute Malia 420, lyricist in the building. What's popping? Program for prescription refills. Exactly. Cringe television. Let's get it going, man. It's crazy.
I just got a picture of the conditions that Caleb Brown has been living in for the past 2 months. Essentially, she was by the neck inside of what would look like a steel cage, roughly 4x4x6, and that steel cage was then inside of a larger container. Now, a massive search is underway in this field behind me because the victim herself told police that she believes as many as 4 bodies may be buried here. George?
Boy, that is just horrific. Okay, Lindsay.
An ABC News producer is being investigated by the network after reported evidence that a lie...
Hold on, y'all. Let me get y'all off the screen so people could see the video clearly.
A camera shot on Good Morning America was doctored by falsely stringing police tape in the background.
Oh, wait, whoa. We ain't going over that. Hold up. Did y'all hear that just now?
Terrific. Okay, Lindsay.
An ABC News producer is being investigated by the network after reported evidence that a live camera shot on Good Morning America was doctored by falsely stringing police tape in the background. The shot featured reporter Lindsay Davis in Woodruff, South Carolina.
Fake news.
Where a woman was allegedly held captive in a storage container by a registered sex offender. Behind Davis, yellow police tape can be seen with the words "Sheriff's Line."
Yo, look at that. Look. Look. Yo, this is crazy, son. Yo, look at this, man. They just took a piece of tape, yellow tape, put it across another... Hey, yo, what kind of raggedy shit is this, man? This is some raggedy shit, man. I'm not gonna lie. Do y'all see this nonsense? And then people still will watch ABC News, though. People still will get their information from ABC News, man. That's why you gotta take everything with a grain of salt, man. Letitia Brown, what's poppin'? Dang, I keep forgetting the kids are actors. Yeah, man, the whole Obama family, they all... Y'all can just look it up. Every politician literally has some sort of acting credit. They all a part of the SAG. You know what I'm saying? Look at this shit, though. Like...
Scene shows that police tape was actually just attached to some ABC camera equipment to enhance the scene.
Wow. Bogus, yo. Bogus.
NBC, a primetime news program, airs a story in 1992 entitled
waiting to explode. The story includes footage demonstrating that a line of trucks produced by General Motors readily explode on impact.
To see for ourselves what might happen in a side impact crash, Dateline NBC hired the Institute for Safety Analysis to conduct crash demonstrations. Mm. Unlike GM tests, the fuel tanks were filled with real gasoline. Look what happened. At impact, a small hole was punctured in the tank. What? According to our experts, the pressure of the collision and the crushing of the gas tank forced gasoline to spew from the gas cap. The fuel then erupted into flames when ignited by the impacting car's headlight.
After the program airs, one of the firemen at the taping of the crash contacts GM. The conversation inspires a full-scale investigation. 3 months later, NBC is forced to reveal their role in fabricating the news.
NBC's contractor did put incendiary devices under the trucks to ensure that there would be a fire if gasoline were released from the truck's gas tank. Mm.
We said the crash, quote, forced gasoline to spew from the fuel cap, end quote. GM says since the gas cap was the wrong cap for the GM filler tube, and because the gas tank was overfilled, the cap came off when the impact occurred.
They set that up so it may... Yo, this is what I'm talking about. Yo, somebody said, let's go to the park to get this action-packed BS story. Yo, for real, man. Yo, listen, when people say, yo, I don't believe nothing no more, I feel you, man. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, son, like... And they're going to talk about the sports and all of that, too. Tony Montana, what's poppin'? He said they did the same thing in 2001. Yeah, they sure did. I forgot, too. Yeah, they did. Told everybody it was a terrorist attack. Come to find out, it was an insurance scam. Got all them people hurt. You know what I'm saying? All them people. The biggest sacrifice in the world was 9/11. That was the biggest sacrifice. I'm going to say, matter of fact, I'm going to change that. I'm going to say COVID was. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that. That was the biggest one. Because a lot of people died behind that fake nonsense.
We agree with GM that we should have told our viewers about these devices.
The Dateline reporter, however, said, quote, at impact, a small hole was punctured in the tank, unquote. GM has now x-rayed that tank and found no hole.
We acknowledge the placing of the incendiary devices under the truck was a bad idea from start to finish.
Oh, my goodness.
That's our new policy, and we'll be right back.
Look at the pyramid. In the first couple layers, the really eager, hard-working young journalists are out there trying to get the stories, trying to make a name so they can move up that pyramid. Well, the further they move up the pyramid, the more they realize that, the outlets really aren't interested in major news that rocks the boat.
The boat Charles refers to belongs to those at the top of the pyramid.
Yep, see?
Where the interests of the media outlets are quietly defined.
See? And we down there at the bottom, talking about P. Diddy.
The year is 1917. And Representative Oscar Calloway enters a disturbing statement into the U.S. congressional record. The statement reveals why J.P. Morgan interests hired 12 high-ranking news managers.
Wait a minute. The same person that owns the bank is the same person that is running the media. We're not going to skip over that. The same person that's running the banks is hiring journalists to work in the media. They used thermite for the, I don't want to say that. There was some, Nadia was popping, there was some shit going on with the news when it was first reported. They interviewed the wife in front of a green screen and the husband was the only suspect. Damn. Guess 187 was probably said pyramid. Yeah, they want to sell out. I mean, it's like your favorite celebrity is a part of that organization. I don't care when you hear rappers say, yo, I'll be damned if I sell my work for the white man. You work for the white man already, bro. You know what I'm saying? You're under a contract. And your obligations is to mislead the people. That's in your contract. You must promote violence, sex, drugs, anything that will keep people enslaved. Keep them at a lower vibration, because if you wake them up, then they'll realize this crap is going on. You get what I'm saying? And it's weird because everything is derived in the power structure. Anything you do, even on YouTube, YouTubers, you know what I'm saying? Some people say, oh, no, ain't no gatekeepers in YouTube. If you want to go up the ladder, yeah, there's a gatekeeper. You got to kiss somebody else's ass. I'm seeing people doing it today. Your favorite YouTubers kissing ass to go up that ladder with these no off-name brand Jews and shit. Like, come on, man.
We're asked to determine the most influential newspapers in America. They were to figure out how many news organizations it would take to control generally the policy of the daily press of the United States.
Look.
The 12 found it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. An agreement was reached. The policy of the papers was bought, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping with the new policy.
Hmm.
Soon, that policy would be defined by a front group formed by J.P. Morgan and his colleagues. In fact, Morgan's personal attorney was founding president of the organization. The Council on Foreign Relations.
See? The Council of Foreign Relations, also known as the Council of 13. Everything is in the chain of command, son. They get their information from these people. They gotta be, because who's delivering the message? You know what I'm saying? Jackson Dane, what's poppin'? I just left the job because there was white supremacy going on. Yo, yeah, that's kind of crazy. Yeah, DJ Spence said, nobody dropping this knowledge. Yeah, because they want the check, bro. Like, a lot of these people want that check. I ain't getting no check. I told y'all, I can't sell out, man. You know what I mean? They doing their best to shadow ban my channel. I'm going to read some of y'all comments, and then we're going to continue on, because we only got 4 minutes left for this video. She looked stupid and set Becky up like that. They got everyone focused on Diddy, but Harvey Weinstein is getting out of prison. No one is talking about that. But let's be honest here. Harvey Weinstein, and I'm going to say this. There is a clip out there of Harvey Weinstein saying that he supports Israel, right? He's Jewish. He openly says, I'm Jewish, whatever, right? Now, I'm just going to be honest with y'all. If you know like I know, right? You go into these courtrooms. The yarmulkes run the judicial system. If you are a part of the yarmulke community, you will not see a day in jail. Just prime example, think about when those people found them individuals in Brooklyn, right? The yarmulkes, they had that little dungeon underground. None of them yarmulkes is in jail, bro. None of them yarmulkes is in jail. I guarantee you, none of them seen the day in jail. Why? Because those people run the court system. Thank you, Lysandra Gillard, for the super chat. She said, keep it up. I appreciate you, Lysandra Gillard. But Harvey Weinstein, we could have clearly seen that he spent a couple of years on Club Fed. If y'all don't know what Club Fed is, go look it up. But it's where they put a lot of these high-ranking mobsters and gangsters at, and it's not even a prison. It's like a resort from what I heard. You know what I'm saying? And they go over there. They have the best amenities. They eat the best foods. Their view is off the beach and all kind of crazy nonsense. It's like they're not even in prison. You get what I'm saying? They talking about, yeah, he was in Rikers Island, yeah, for intake. You get what I'm saying? He went in through the front door and left out the back door, man. You think Harvey Weinstein is sitting up in a jail cell with Suge Knight? You crazy? Of course he's going home. Them people run the court system, son. Like, you know what I mean? you know, you have people like Epstein. People think Epstein is still alive and all of that. Like, you know, maybe he couldn't live with himself. If he did all of himself, maybe he couldn't live with the stuff he did. You know what I'm saying? But Ghislaine is in there. You know what I'm saying? Ghislaine is in there. Yeah, Artifact was popping. Yeah, they had posters of it in the break room. Oh, nah. Yeah, get up out of there, man. Yeah, I haven't heard about them. There were two of them. All right, let's get to it.
Today, the CFR maintains that its goal is to increase America's understanding of the world. However, the actual objective of this highly exclusive club is revealed by the rare admissions of the insiders themselves.
Mm. See?
In the early 60s, a Georgetown University professor collects information for a book favorable to the network of powerful men who founded the CFR. For 2 years, Professor Carol Quigley is allowed to examine the confidential papers and secret records of this network.
Look.
Quigley reveals that these men aim to create a world system of financial control in private hands.
So now look, if you want to be technical, right? We always blame these secret societies. Oh, it's the Freemasons, it's the Illuminati, it's the Knights of the Templar, it's these people. There's somebody, they're the fall guys if you're looking at it from a pyramid scheme. The Freemasons and all these secret societies, the Skull and Bones, they're the fall guys. Most people join those groups to be a part of this system. When they join those groups to be a part of this system, there's somebody at the top, past the 33rd degree of Freemasonry. There's somebody above that that's giving these people the orders. Yeah, this has been a good boy. Pick him to do this. And we want this message to be portrayed to the media. You know what I'm saying? Maybe on an island somewhere, like how the commercial showing celebs chilling. Just look up Club Fed, son. But this is wild, though.
Able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. In short, they seek total and quiet control of the entire world. And the CFR is their most visible conduit for carrying out that agenda.
See? How can we ignore the facts?
CFR members include America's wealthiest tycoons, as well as the highly placed elite in government, academic institutions, tax-exempt foundations, and the establishment media. Ruling Class Journalists, written by Richard Harwood, describes the CFR membership as the ruling establishment in the United States. The Washington Post article boasted that news reporters who are CFR members do not merely analyze and interpret foreign policy for the United States. They help make it.
Wow. What?
Who are these policymakers? Many of their faces are familiar. NBC's Tom Brokaw, CBS's Dan Rather, ABC's Barbara Walters, Jim Lehrer of PBS, William F. Buckley of National Review, media mogul Rupert Murdoch, owner of the giant multifaceted News Corporation. These media heavyweights, and many others like them, are members of the CFR.
Yo, all of these people, like, yo, look at this. All of these people that we grew up on are part of this high-ranking secret society. Salute Gemini. Salute. He said, salute fam. Glad you live right now. Just got off of work. Salute to everybody getting off of work, man. Greatly appreciate y'all for tapping in. One Nasty Brother, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat. Yeah, he said, all small hats too. Emmanuel said, yeah, man. Yeah, they are Luke. I like it here in Maine, everywhere. Oh, okay. Y'all talking about something else. Yeah, Auntie Nog said, our whole life is a lie. Nah, I wouldn't say that. I'm not going to say the life that we live in is a lie, but we are being portrayed a false reality. Because think about it. Before pop culture, there was no TV, there was no radio, none of that nonsense. Then pop culture came along. Pop culture is what we see every day. Media. You know what I'm saying? Drink a Pepsi. Eat this candy bar. Take medicine. These are things that pop culture portrayed to us. We didn't have none of that before. We was just We found entertainment, going to play outside, reading. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if people was reading back then, but yeah, somebody said, wasn't no damn moon. Wasn't no damn moon. Okay. Yeah, the world is a stage. Yeah, man. Matthew Thomas, what's popping, man? Yeah, the one world government, that's when the one world government will start. I'm just being honest with y'all, man. Like, when I look at all of this stuff, man, because nothing seems to amaze me no more. Like, especially when it comes to the media. Like, let's think, right? What if this whole Puffy scandal is fake? What if it was just to derail us from something bigger? Like, you know, and then they got, I gotcha. You thought I was going to jail? Gotcha. And then we all invested into this stuff. And it's technically draining our energy. It's the craziest thing, man. Nowadays, nothing seems to amaze me no more. You know what I'm saying? Nothing. Especially when it comes to, like, you know, what the media tells us. Because, like I said, they just said it. The Council of 13 is giving these media corporations the message to portray to us. Like, hey, we want total control over these people, over the black community, over the urban community. If you listen to hip hop, we want y'all focused on this. Homosexual agendas. Keep them separated. Whatever you do, whatever you could do to possibly keep people separated, just do it. You know what I'm saying? This is why I be like, people say, oh, the world is a stage. I believe that. To be honest, Suvio said, to be honest, I thought that, yeah. For meme content too, yeah. Yeah, Jade Falconer, what's poppin'? All praise to the Most High God, the one and only righteous creator of the heavens and the earth and the universe. Cat and Wade, thank you for the super chat. Millennials and 50% of Zoomers, or maybe Boomers, they meant to say. Millennials and 50% of Boomers resent establishment God-based religion, mainly because of bad home lives. Their response, become atheist and pagan. Yo, I was on Twitter the other day, right? And I'm not going to throw no shade to any specific group of people, right? But I'm just going to say this. A lot of these Gen Z people, I say y'all, the Gen Z people that really don't want to believe in God anymore, they believe that they have the power to control things. They have this way of thinking where it's like, if I don't like something, I just leave it alone and go on somewhere else. You get what I'm saying? There's no like stability in a lot of these younger people. Like, They got their little candle magic, and they feel that they're empowered. They got their crystals and their rocks and their tarot cards. They don't have stability. Like, growing up, it was more of, if you going through an obstacle, you deal with it. You get what I'm saying? If something comes up in front of you, you deal with it. If it's a hard time dealing with, oh yeah, it's not working for me, I quit. You know what I'm saying? Person to write 2-3 songs, be rapping, and then say, oh, well, I didn't make a hit record, I give up. Like, this new generation of people is just like, they're weak. And what I also see is, even on this YouTube thing with some of y'all in the comments, the world has gotten so sensitive, it's unbelievable. Like, I'm entitled to my opinion just like everybody else. But if your opinion is how you think, you want to force your opinion on me. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Nobody's wrong here. We could both be right. We could agree to disagree. But if you say something that a person doesn't agree with, oh, I'm unsubscribing. Oh, I don't like this. It's the most softest nonsense I've ever seen in my life. Like, people are soft as hell these days. Like, literally, crybabies. You know what I'm saying? Like, crybabies for real. Even Zendaya, a puppet. Yeah. Yeah. Lyricist said the ADHD generation. But see, that's the thing. It's like, we can't even blame it on anything but besides the media. Because the media is what portrays it. Like, think about it like this. And I'm going to go on with the video. TikTok. Prime example, TikTok. If you don't like a video, you have the option to swipe past it. You can't sit there and watch it. Now you got apps like YouTube and all of these streaming apps. You can pay for you could pay a monthly subscription and they won't show you any commercials. You don't have to sit through commercials. I don't want to sit through commercials. Just let me pay the $20 a month and that's it. I don't want to sit there and have to wait. It's like, we have to blame these people because at the end of the day, they're making it so that we feel like we're in control, but in all reality, we're not. They're controlling what we see. They're controlling how we think, what we eat, everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's so crazy because, you know, we can't go, it's like you can't go backwards. You get what I'm saying? Once you hear, you can't go backwards. It's the craziest thing. It comes from these people on TV saying, it comes from these people on TV saying they tap in different energies and spirits and now they go do it. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's why I said I don't want to direct it towards any specific group. But we've been trained to think that we are now gods, right? When in reality, we were created in God's image. We ain't gods. You can't make a tree grow unless you got the seed of it. You know what I'm saying? You can't make it rain. You can't do none of that. You can sit there and manifest all you want, but it's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen unless it's God's will. It ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. No Oakland in Richmond, California. Yeah.
Powerful corporations are also invited to become members. At the close of the 20th century, CFR influence presided over far-reaching consolidations of media control. In 1995, CFR members Michael Eisner of Disney and ABC's Thomas Murphy merged their media empires.
Look.
Soon after the merger, the Disney-ABC empire becomes a CFR corporate member. In the year 2000, the world's largest internet service provider, America Online, joins forces with Time Warner, one of the world's largest news organizations. The CEOs favoring the move are CNN's Thomas Johnson and Time Warner's Gerald Levin, both CFR members. Once again, another media...
I knew something was wrong with that America Online stuff. I had a feeling. Because that was like the first form of internet we ever got. I never forget it. Like before America Online, I don't recall people going on the internet. I'm just being honest with you. Unless I'm too young. But I don't remember nothing. I don't remember the internet before America Online. Y'all remember they used to give them CDs out for free. You get 5,000 hours. They just mail you them CDs. You put the CD in your computer and you got all of these hours to go online. Then you got to sit there and make that making all that noise. And it take you 2 days to get on a website. But I don't remember none of that, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember none of that. Osinachi. Thank you, Osinachi, said, for consistency. Consistency. Still rocking with my God. Thank you, man. I appreciate everybody that sends donations. We only like $300 away from the camera. I'm using my webcam right now, but I'm going to get like a crispy, clear camera, man. You know what I'm saying? Word. Yeah, man. Yes, you only remember AOL. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember nothing before that. You know what I'm saying? I know that computers been around, but the internet, I don't remember that. You know what I'm saying? I only remember dial-up service.
Client is created under the shadow of CFR influence. Mm. Today, an elite handful of individuals define the agendas that are supported by the empire of establishment news.
These people are wicked, man.
do you have any people being paid by the CIA who are contributing to a major circulation American journal?
Look at this.
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
Yo, crazy, man. Crazy, man. Crazy, man. Let me read some of y'all comments. How long I been on here so far? 45 minutes? I only remember playing Centipede on the computer with a joystick. Yo, man, I'm just being honest, man. Like, we came a long way from technology, man. And then you got to also remember, like, the media controls all of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it like this, right? I'll just give y'all an example before I get off of this. You got Suki Hana, right? She was just arrested, and her mugshot, she's smiling, and they took a close-up of her face. She's got face tattoos. So the average 12, 13-year-old, I'm not saying anybody in their 20s should not be following Suki Hana. I'm just being honest with you. If you over 21 and you follow Suki Hana, I'm going to pray for you. But somebody that's 12, 13, 14, maybe 15, 16, and they see her smiling in her mugshot and her being arrested for drugs or whatever, tatch her face as a woman, tatch her face, which is manly in my opinion. I've never known no woman to tat their face. I'm not from that generation. Tatch her face, okay? Sell your coochie, okay? And sell drugs and go to jail and be happy about it. But people, young kids are going to follow that. Believe it or not, it's the craziest thing. Young kids will follow that. I told y'all stories before. Like, when I was doing music, I was writing about stuff I never did. And I realized a lot of that rap music that I was listening to as a kid, I'm talking about from like 7 to 8 years old all the way up until my 30s, was influencing me to do bad shit. And people would swear up and down, man, it ain't the music. It ain't the music, man. You bugging out. You got to have a mind of your own. But if you grew up in a household with no male figure and you got people like, let's say, who's a messed up rapper? Jeezy, telling you to go out there and sell bricks and do all of this stuff, and he making it sound easy. All you got to do is take 28 grams, turn 28 grams into something grams, and then keep flipping it. Damn, motherfucker, you go out there and do that because he telling you through the music, but guess what? He got out of that. He's not selling drugs no more. You get locked up, and guess what? Is he going to bail you out? No. Another nigga in the system. You know what I'm saying? Another nigga in the system. Amber Rose face tatted and she like almost 40. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I don't know, man. Salute to all the women in here that catch this on the replay. If y'all got face tats, I'm not shaming nobody, but that's kind of weird, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm not from that era where people was doing that. When I was coming up, a lot of Mexicans on the West Coast and gangbangers on the West Coast was doing that face tat stuff. Then you had people like Lil Wayne come and make it cool to tat your face. You know what I'm saying? Getting teardrops when they never killed nobody. Now you seeing 15-year-olds that ain't never did no crime in their life getting face tats straight out of the suburbs, getting tattoo tears and all of this crap. You know what I'm saying? Crosses on their face. Don't even know what they putting on their face just because they seen Kodak do it. It's like, yo, mass manipulation, son. You know what I'm saying? Mass manipulation. And, you know, if you don't have no guidance, then the media can manipulate you to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? They pretty much can manipulate you to do whatever. You know, and it's the craziest thing, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the craziest thing to me, man. Guess when E7 said something crazy. Look, he said, I started drinking Tanqueray because of 90s gangster rap. This generation thinks Henny is cool. No, this generation thinks lean is cool. That's the crazy part. Somebody, a kid will steal from his mother to go out and get a line of codeine, which costs about $150 in the street value, because he can't deal with them stomach pains and him shitting on himself. That lean stuff is destroyed the world. You got young kids barely awake, bro. Barely awake. Like, barely. They're barely living. Nodding off in interviews like, yo, what's up with them? You know what I'm saying? What's up with them? You know, but, yo, man, this is crazy, man. I don't know, son. It's just, I don't, that's why I said I don't believe none of this stuff no more. Yeah, Vigilante said lean ain't cheap. Trust me, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it's not even, like, people nowadays, these kids don't even drink alcohol no more, son. That's for the old heads. You know what I'm saying? They on stronger stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? They on stronger drugs, bro. Like, what are y'all doing? And it all starts from one person to make it cool. One person. You know what I'm saying? One individual will make it look cool. I said it again. When I seen Babyface Ray, who was a rapper from Detroit, puffing on a whippet, I'm like, bro, why are you doing that? That's white boy drugs. With all due respect, but that's not what we do. We don't smoke computer appliances, bro. Like, where is this coming from? We huffing on CO2 cartridges now? How is this a trend, bro? You taking pain medications and ain't in no pain. I don't understand this. Like, what is, but this is what I'm saying. If we watching this TV and his rap videos and, you know what I'm saying, whatever we see online, yeah, okay, he's counting a bunch of money he stole from somebody's bank account. Yeah, it looks nice. It looks nice. Okay, yeah. You're bragging because you stole some old lady's retirement fund, bro. You got it. Scamming, drugging, all of this stuff is being portrayed to us because we allowing it. Yeah, that's so true. Mixing those pills, they have chemical lab parties. This, I don't understand, son. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you stop and don't condone it. Yeah, I mean, if you, listen, I've had my fair share in playing with stuff that I didn't know nothing about. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and be like, oh, I was delivered. Nah, I still smoke my weed, but, you know, I don't know, son. I just don't know. Mind you, when I did a lot of that stuff, I was mad young. I was green. You know what I mean? I was green. Looks are deceiving. Yeah, where is this coming from? That's why he got to do. Where is this coming from? That's why he got to do. Not condoning, I was just as dumb as these kids. Yeah, I mean, yeah, man, I don't know, man. This media jack you up, man. Anything y'all want me to check out? Y'all want me to check out something, man? Y'all want me to check out something before I get off the live? Let me see, man. Thunder Dan B said, hey, Jay, a guy from Baltimore told me they smoke bed bugs. Have you heard of that? Nah, I never heard of that. What type of... Yeah, let me see. Anything y'all want me to talk about before I get off the live? I play it real quick. If it's not gonna give me strike. They said we overrated. Didn't Eminem start the drug culture? He absolutely did, because he made it cool to be a drug addict. I'm not gonna lie. Eminem did make it cool to be a drug addict. And a lot of people will not agree with me, but Eminem was the first rapper to promote that nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm being honest with y'all. Some people call him the GOAT, but Eminem was the first person to promote that. Check out Gematria Effects News. Nah, I'm good on that. They say, I heard of them fools getting high off bed bugs, man. Yeah, man. I don't know. I never heard of that, son. I ain't gonna hold you. I never heard of that before. Yeah, that's crazy. It's just showing the desperation that people is getting now. Like, you gotta be desperate to do that. You know what I'm saying? Play what Ray J said on that phone call about getting Fab hemmed up. That's old news, bruh. But I did see Ray J, tatted his face. Let's go to World Star. He's a clown at 40 years old. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be telling me look at Jaguar Wright, bro. I'm gonna be honest. At this point, Jaguar Wright is a nutcase, bro. She's saying a bunch of stuff that she wasn't even around in. Like, how you gonna confirm that you wasn't even there? You know what I'm saying? You wasn't there. Like, talk about you and the Roots and Jay-Z. We believe that. But now you talking about somebody's a tranny and all of this, man. Like, what's going on? Oh, yeah, Kanye's doing a prawn situation. Like, what's up with that? Y'all believed in Kanye, too? Y'all believed in that dude? Kanye doing a prawn joint. Like, why? Why are we doing that? Where's Ray J dumbass at, man? Where he at? He up here somewhere. This idiot tatted his face at 40-something years old, man, and think this is the way. This is what I'm talking about. Manipulation, son. You know what I'm saying? Manipulation. And what's this white stuff on the side of his mouth right here? Like, what's up with that? He on that stuff, too. Look, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Now, a ignorant fool, because he got a lot of followers on Instagram, an ignorant fool will look at this and say, well, Ray J is rich and tatted his face. I'm going to go out and do it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Real unattractive now. There you go. Melody Epic.
He tattooed Melanie Epic. So he tattooed his record label on his face. That's stamp. Yo, you know who else do that too? What's that kid name, man? Riff Raff. Yo, if you ever see Riff Raff tattoos, he got all of them broadcasts on tattooed on his body. He's a walking billboard, son. Somebody said, hopefully those Ray J tattoos are fake. Nah, they real, bro. They real. They real. Look, he wiped it off. Look. I'm gonna show you. Wow.
Tattoos on my face.
Unless he's clothing.
I can't do no more movies. I can't host no TV shows. You know what I'm saying? Clothing? Like, it's all in for me now, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't wearing no makeup. You feel me?
He wiped his face.
Yeah, I did this on purpose just because I don't want another car time given to me. I only want to make the car time. And what better way to do that?
Look, he wiped his
face. It's just like, just decorate. You know what I'm saying? Your body with what you believe in. Put the fucking points on the board. Fuck it.
Look.
Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? I love them. I'm humble. I just absolutely don't, never, and wouldn't even know how to give a fuck.
Bruh.
I don't care.
Bruh, I'm trying to tell you, these people are doing this because they getting paid, son. They gotta be. They gotta be. Shamika Lack said, it's not real. I don't know, man. I don't follow this dude, so I don't know. But that's just weird. He wiped his face. The stuff didn't come off. If it was ink, it would have came off. You know what I'm saying? Stupid just called plain green stupid. Yeah. Dexter is another crazy one, Wild Bro said. Yeah, didn't Ray just raised in the valley outside of L.A.? Ray J do be trolling, man. I don't know. I love DJ said Ray J do be trolling. But even if he's trolling, right? But let's say he is trolling. Let's say if these tattoos are fake and people don't know it. Do you know the imbeciles that will go out and do this because they'll in the back of their mind it'll play Ray J just got face tats. If Ray J did it, I could do it too. This is what I'm saying. And the reason why, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. The reason what I truly believe that they doing all of this face tat and it's popularized, because when this facial recognition stuff come into play, it's going to be easy to identify your behind. Oh yeah, he's got a heart right here on the side of his cheek. Get him. You know what I'm saying? When I got locked up, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. When I got locked up, them police took every picture of all my tattoos. I was like, why are they doing this? Then they scanned my eyes. I was like, what's going on? They took a picture of all my tattoos, son. So when they really want to find you, they can find you. Because you didn't tat it all over your face. You didn't wrote your name on your face. You didn't wrote your name and where you live at. You got a whole map on your face. They know exactly where you are. Wait till this stuff get into play, son. You're not going to be able to hide nothing. You ain't going to be able to hide nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be able to hide nowhere, son. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying, man, the weak will be deceived, man. You know what I'm saying? The weak people will be deceived. You know what I mean? The weak will be deceived. Uncomfortable Truth said, you was locked up recently, Jay. What year was this? Nah, this was before I started doing YouTube, bro. Maybe 3 months before I started doing YouTube. I mean, I tried to make it a good show. I just wanted to give y'all a live today, man. I know YouTube is going to shadow ban this. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the topic of what I'm talking about, but, you know what I'm saying? I just try to pay attention to details. And salute to everybody that joined the Patreon. I'm going to be dropping a video for y'all on this channel. The Oath Part 10 is coming out tomorrow. I'm going to drop it early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap in for that. I don't know. I might end the series there because the other videos that's on the Patreon is too wild, son. Like, I can't even put that up there. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing with that, man. I can't do nothing on YouTube with that stuff. So make sure y'all tap in tomorrow morning, man. I'm going to drop a video for y'all. People using facial recognition to use the phone and get in social media now. That's wild to me. But I'm saying, though, like, when you think about all of this stuff, right, there's a reason for them doing this, man. Like, why is face tatting becoming the norm? Why are women getting BBLs and then now we just now finding out it's making they asses stinking? You get what I'm saying? Why is these things happening? You get what I mean? Like, you know, because it's an agenda, son. It's an agenda. You know what I mean? Lasandra Giller, thank you. Lasandra Giller said, love Patreon. Thank y'all, man. I try to give y'all, like, you know, exclusive stuff that don't be on here. You know what I mean? This YouTube thing is funny. All right, y'all, man. I've been on here an hour now, man. I just wanted to do a live and talk my talk real quick, man. Like I said, tomorrow I was going to do a second live, but it ain't really much to talk about today. You know what I'm saying? The media is dry. So I'll drop a video for y'all tomorrow on this channel early in the morning, like I always do. Salute to everybody that hit the like button on the check. And we got 224 likes. Not what I wanted, but it's good enough. I wish the likes could match the views. I really do. But it is what it is, man. I appreciate y'all though, man.